This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Silvertip Maintenance Station may be small, but it covers a well-traveled 60-mile swath of the Seward Highway, including Turnagain Pass. An outpouring from local travelers and Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki has prompted the state to reopen the station. And as KDLL's Sabine Pooks reports, a promise of restoring full-time plowing and road maintenance to the area this winter.
It's a welcome announcement to those who are concerned about travel in the pass, including the truck drivers who shuttle supplies between Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula. Alaska Trucking Association Executive Director Joe Michel says the drivers he works with are ecstatic about the change.
On behalf of the drivers who traverse that pass, ATA thanks Senator Michicki for building a coalition of interested parties that raised the need of this road maintenance to a statewide level, as well as Governor Dunleavy for giving DOT the tools to help keep our roads safe.
The Department of Transportation cited a budget shortfall and declining fuel tax revenue when it shuttered the Silvertip Maintenance Station in September 2019. The state's fuel tax has historically sustained the department's stations and maintenance workers. The station had a staff of 5 employees. In the interim, operators in Girdwood to the north and Crown Point to the south covered the area, driving over 10 additional miles per shift. Still, between midnight and 4 a.m., a popular transport time for commercial truck drivers, there were no operators on duty. Those familiar with the area say there also hasn't been as much plowing in the area since the closure. Turnagain Pass sees frequent, heavy snows in the winter, especially around mile 70 at the 1,000-foot peak of the pass. Several local and state politicians signed onto a letter last winter expressing concerns about the closure. Last Thursday, Michicki sent another letter to the governor, asking him to reopen the station. One day later, he complied. Michicki says he's been meeting with a group of highway travelers to discuss potential paths forward.
Alaskans in South Central had had enough and were ready to go to the next level to demonstrate how important highway safety is to them. They were willing to think about a very large-scale demonstration on the highway and other tactics. And my last request to them was, okay, I'm willing to have those conversations, but I'm going to ask you to give me a couple of days.
That's when Michicki sent his letter. He says he was surprised the governor responded so quickly. DOT spokesperson Shannon McCarthy says DOT will move forward with reopening soon.
We are looking to reopen the station immediately, or as quickly as possible, I should say. We started working on it on Friday afternoon, and we're looking at hiring long-term non-perms as quickly as possible.
That's long-term non-permanent employees. In the future, McCarthy says DOT will look into hiring 4 or 5 permanent employees to replace the positions that were cut last year. McCarthy also says the state will be looking into getting new equipment for the area, including plows. She says the department does not yet have an estimate for how much reopening will cost, and that it's working with the Office of Management and Budget to determine where it will get those funds. It's too early to draw conclusions about how the changes in maintenance have impacted fatalities on that section of the road, McCarthy says. But drivers say, anecdotally, they think the roads are worse than they've ever been. Last winter, there were 2 temporary highway closures through the pass, one in January and one in February. In addition to Michicki's efforts, several concerned Alaskans organized a campaign this fall to get better plowing in the pass. Petitioners said they anticipated higher traffic in the area during the pandemic, especially from outdoor enthusiasts who use the road to access backcountry in the region. Girdwood-based Nick D'Alessio is a backcountry ski guide who drives through Turnagain Pass most winter weekdays. He co-authored the letter.
No one's saying that they don't plow, just that there's been a drastic decline in the amount of maintenance and plowing and pullouts that we've all seen in the last 3 or 4 years. And again, like last winter was unacceptable.
The petition got over 2,000 signatures. Organizers sent the letter to the governor earlier this month. D'Alessio says the group is glad to see the revival of the maintenance station, but drivers still worry it's a band-aid solution for a longer-term problem. Petitioners had asked the governor to work with the legislature to increase funding for maintenance in the area in the proposed 2022 budget. Michicki says Dunleavy's new budget does not allocate more funding specifically for Silvertip, but sees possibilities for more funding within existing budgets. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
KMBA News is made possible with support from listeners like you. You can download the podcast and become a sustaining member today by going to kmba.org.